Good day, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Global Morphy AI Limited Fiscal Year 2025 Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, please press star one and one on your telephone. You will then hear an automated message advising your hand is raised. To withdraw your question, please press star one and one again. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your first speaker today, Celine Meng. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Operator. Welcome, everyone, to Global Morphy's Fiscal 2025 Financial Results Conference Call. Covering the period between September 30th, 2024, and September 30th, 2025. Thank you all for joining us on such short notice. My name is Celine, and I am the company's Securities Affairs Representative. Today, I'll be presenting our prepared comments and then followed by a Q&A session with our CTO, Mrs. Wenjun Jiang, and CFO, Mr. Chen Chen. Fiscal year 2025 marked a pivotal year of strategic transformation for Global Morphy. Beyond strong financial performance, this year represents our transition from AI-driven tools to AI-native production workflows, laying the foundation for scalable, defensible, and margin-accretive growth. During today's call, we will review our financial results, strategic milestones, core technologies, and growth outlook. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everyone that today's discussion contains forward-looking statements, which involve risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ materially from those indicated. These forward-looking statements are subject to risks described in our filings with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. We encourage you to review our Form 20-F and other SEC filings for additional information. Today's conference call is being recorded, and a replay will be made available on the company's website. Fiscal year 2025 delivered record financial performance while also marking a strategic inflection point for Global Morphy. Highlights include total revenue of $55.9 million, representing 35.3% year-over-year growth, a gross profit of $22.5 million. Virtual smart entered into a digital cultural tourism cooperation framework with Lianyang's Haizhou High-Tech District. We completed a total of $10.3 million in strategic private placement financings, established Gauss AI Lab, an end-to-end AI-powered content framework, expanded our global AI data and training capabilities through Eagle Point AI Inc. These milestones reflect not incremental optimization, but a fundamental transformation in how digital content is produced. For those who are new to Global Morphy, let me briefly introduce the company. Global Morphy is an AI-driven technology solutions provider focused on virtual content production and 3D digital asset development for partners across the digital content value chain. Advanced AI and 3D reconstruction technologies create high-precision digital representations of characters, scenes, and props, enabling deployment across film, television, gaming, XR, and emerging AI-native workflows. We operate across Beijing and Zhejiang, China, and since our Nasdaq listing in October 10th, 2023, under the ticker GMM.US, we've continued to scale both our technology platform and asset base. According to a Frost & Sullivan report, Global Morphy is now recognized as one of China's leading digital asset banks, with more than 150,000 high-precision 3D digital assets. This slide highlights Global Morphy's evolution from a traditional digital content provider into an AI-native production platform. Key milestones include early leadership in virtual production and software IP accumulation, strategic partnerships with Alibaba Dalma Academy and leading industry players, Nasdaq listing in 2023, and establishment of our Zhejiang headquarters, launch of Gauss Beta flagship AIGC platform built on NVIDIA Omniverse, expansion into global AI training and data engineering through Eagle Point AI. Our roadmap reflects a deliberate multi-year transition toward AI-native infrastructure rather than short-term experimentation. On this slide, Global Morphy has received consideration for its leadership in technology and innovation. Highlights include National High-Tech Enterprise designation, multiple Most Valuable Investment Chinese Concept Stock and Innovation Awards, membership and leadership roles in MIIT Metaverse and Digital Economy organizations, recognition as a specialized and new SME in Beijing. These honors reinforce our credibility with enterprise customers, government partners, and institutional investors. Innovation remains at the core of Global Morphy's long-term strategy. In FY 2025, R&D spending reached $7.5 million, representing 14.1% of revenue. R&D to revenue ratio significantly exceeds industry average of 5 to 8%. We hold 45 independent intellectual properties, with over 10 new IPs added annually. Beginning in fiscal year 2025, we intensified development of generative AI production tools, AI-native workflows, AI agent-driven data governance frameworks. We believe that our scaled advantage in 3D digital assets, combined with deep production expertise, positions us uniquely for the next generation of AI-driven content creation. Now let's turn to our mission, vision, and values, which define who we are as a company and guide us in everything we do. Starting with our mission, we aim to empower creativity through the innovative use of AI and digital technology. This mission drives our efforts to push boundaries and redefine what's possible in the digital content industry. Our vision is clear: to drive technological advancements while cultivating a culturally rich corporate environment. Our values, first, foster innovation, encouraging bold ideas and groundbreaking solutions. Second, we prioritize and exceed customer expectations, delivering value that goes beyond the ordinary. Ultimately, our ambition is to build the world's leading digital asset bank, serving as a foundational infrastructure for AI-native content industries. The Gauss-Beta platform is a flagship AIGC platform designed for industrial-grade cinematic production. Built on NVIDIA Omniverse, Gauss-Beta enables professional-grade visual generation. Gauss-Beta creates stunning, realistic visuals with advanced AI technology, ensuring top-quality results for virtual projects. Storyboard and shot design. It provides intuitive tools for detailed storyboard and shot design, allowing creators to visualize and plan each scene precisely, reducing the need for costly revision. A precise pre-production planning. Gauss-Beta offers advanced privacy capabilities for accurate pre-production planning, helping clients define service needs and minimizing trial costs. Editable assets. The videos, scenes, and 3D digital assets generated by Gauss-Beta can be re-edited to meet more customized demands, providing flexibility and adaptability for various project needs. We are confident in Gauss-Beta's ability to transform the filmmaking industry by providing a powerful AI-driven tool that enhances creativity and efficiency. Our 150,000-plus high-precision 4K 3D digital assets form the backbone of AI capabilities. These assets span characters, scenes and props, natural environments, science fiction, historical eras, and architecture. This asset bank enables faster production cycles, higher visual fidelity, scalable AI training, and interference. It is a foundational competitive moat for Global Morphy. Morphy Lab integrates over 40 proprietary software systems into a one-stop content generation platform. Key capabilities include high-precision 3D reconstruction technology, digital content editing middleware, low-code and no-code production tools, asset reuse, invocation, and workflow optimization. Global Morphy allows us to deliver systematic, repeatable, and scalable production outcomes. This slide summarizes several defining moments of Global Morphy in the past few years: Nasdaq listing and increased global visibility, launch of our Zhejiang headquarters, entry into the AIGC field through strategic partnerships, completion of our major strategic transformation. Each milestone reflects progress towards an AI-native operating model. Our management team brings deep expertise across technology, finance, and operations, led by our CEO, Mr. Haogang Yang, and supported by CFO, Mr. Chen Chen, CTO, Mrs. Wenjing Jiang, and CMO, Mr. Nan Zhang. The team continues to execute our strategy with discipline and a long-term focus. Financial data-wise, now let me walk you through our financial performance for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2025, and provide some additional context around the key drivers behind these results. As of September 30th, 2025, the company's total asset increased to $78 million, compared to $59.2 million as of September 30th, 2024, representing a 31.9% year-over-year increase. This growth was primarily driven by our continued investment in intangible assets, particularly those related to 3D digital assets and AI-related technologies. These investments reflect our deliberate strategy to strengthen Global Morphy's long-term technology foundation, expand our digital asset bank, and support the transition toward AI-native production workflows. Revenue for fiscal year 2025 increased to $55.9 million, representing a 35.3% increase from $41.4 million in fiscal year end 2024. This growth was driven by sustained demand for virtual content production and 3D digital assets licensing business across multiple end markets, including film, television, advertising, game and digital tourism, and etc. Demand remained resilient throughout the year, reflecting both the recovery of content production activity and increasing adoption of digital and AI-enabled production solutions. In addition, during fiscal year 2025, the company proactively responded to the active expansion of the short-form drama market by adopting an innovative cooperation model to participate in short-form drama investment and production projects. While still at a very early stage, we believe the continued expansion of this business line will further diversify our revenue streams and provide incremental revenue support over time, complementing our core virtual technology services. Gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit for fiscal year 2025 was at $22.5 million compared to $20.8 million in fiscal year 2024. Gross margin was 40.2% for the year. The year-over-year margin profile reflects a period of intentional investment. As we continue to scale our AI-native production infrastructure, expanded R&D initiatives, and deployed AI agent-based workflows designed to support long-term automation and efficiency. While these investments weighed modestly on near-term margins, we believe they are critical to unlocking structural margin expansion in future periods, particularly as AI workflow mature and production efficiency continues to improve. Research and development expenses for the fiscal year of 2025 totaled to around $7.9 million compared to $7.4 million in fiscal year 2024, representing a 6.7% year-over-year increase. These investments were primarily focused on expanding and enhancing our 3D digital asset library to support growing AI-driven demand, advancing the development of AI-based generative tools, and initiating AI-native production workflow research through the launch of Gauss AI Lab. We believe that these R&D efforts are essential to support long-term efficiency, scalability, and intelligence production capabilities, and position Global Morphe for sustained growth as AI-native adoption accelerates across the digital content industry. Global Morphe is transitioning from using AI tools to embedding AI natively across production, data, and workflows. Our growth strategy focuses on international market expansion, especially in June 2025, Global Morphe made a strategic investment in VTruck AI, a digital freight platform headquartered in Ethiopia, marking the company's first direct market entry into Africa, and represents an important step in expanding the application of our AI capabilities beyond digital content into real-world infrastructure and logistics scenarios in emerging markets. Building on this foundation, in January 2026, the company recently established Eagle Point AI Inc., a Delaware-based AI infrastructure company, majority owned through a wholly owned U.S. subsidiary, GMM Discovery LLC. Eagle Point AI focused on AI data engineering, data governance, and AI model training support, serving as a critical component of a global AI infrastructure plan out. Additional growth strategies also include strategic alliance and selective acquisitions, brand positioning as an AI-native content infrastructure provider, continued R&D investment in AIGC and asset expansion, enhanced customer experience through intelligent workflows. These strategies together underpin our long-term margin expansion and scalability. Thank you for your attention, and before we open the floor for questions, please note that a management team will be answering in Chinese for any discrepancies between the translated responses and the original answers. The original answers should be considered accurate. Please feel free to ask any questions you may have about our financial performance, strategic initiatives, our market outlook. Operator, please open the line now for questions.
Thank you. At this time, we will conduct the question and answer session. As a reminder, to ask a question, you need to press star 1 and 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To withdraw your question, please press star 1 and 1 again. Once again, please press star 1 and 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To withdraw your question, please press star 1 and 1 again. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. We are now going to proceed with our first question. Sorry, once again, if the question is withdrawn, please press star 11 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To withdraw your question, please press star 11 again. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. Thank you. Going to proceed with our first question. Questions come from the line of Dona Yang from Red Dragon. Please ask your question.
Okay. Here's my first question. Could you explain how the company maintains a stable and strong revenue growth trajectory?
Okay, so I will now translate the question for our CFO, Mr. Chen Chen, for answer.
这位投资人问说，公司能否说明公司是如何维持收入稳定增长的？ OK， 好，那现在我来回答这个问题。首先呢，我们 2025 财年实现了这个收入达到 5,594 万美元，同比 2024 年呢增长了 35.3%， 同时这也是我们公司的一个历史新高。那我们这个收入增长是受三方面因素影响，第一呢就是我们的这个三维资产在影视、 广告、文旅等多个应用领域的需求不断的增加，然后其次呢，就是我们这个电影编辑和这个本地市场整体在发展，也带动了对这种高质量虚拟制作内容的需求。最后一方面呢，也是为了 顺应这个短剧市场的快速增长，公司通过这个创新的合作模式切入到这个短剧投资与制作领域，也进一步的拓展了业务边界。那我们也相信随着短剧制作业务的持续推进，我们这一板块也将为集团收入结构提供更多元化的可持续的支撑。
I will now translate the answers from Mr. Chen Chen. In fiscal year 2025, the company achieved a revenue of US$55.94 million, representing a 35.3% year-over-year increase and marking a record high in our history. Mr. Chen Chen emphasized that this growth was primarily driven by three factors. First, continued demand growth for 3D digital assets and models across multiple application areas, including film, television, advertising, and virtual, cultural tourism. Second, the overall expansion of the film, TV, and short drama markets, which increased demand for high-quality virtual content production services. Third, in response to the rapidly growing short drama market,The company adopted innovative cooperation models to enter short drama investment and production, further diversifying our revenue sources. Mr. Chen Chen emphasized that we believe the continued development of the short drama business will provide additional revenue support and diversification going forward.
Okay, thank you very much for the answer. And following that, I have the second question. Can you provide an outlook on the company's future performance?
Thank you for your question, and I will now translate the question for Mr. Chen Chen's answer.
刚刚这位投资人问您是否能对公司未来的业绩做一个简单的展望。
好的，那在原有的这个两条核心业务线保持稳定增长的这个基础上，公司2025财年呢也进一步拓展了短剧制作的业务，并且同步推进这个在 AI agent 的领域的战略规划，这呢也为未来发展奠定了坚实的基础。那展望2026财年，我预计公司继续保持这种高增长的快节奏啊，并且通过持续的这种技术创新，在多个关键应用场景中扩大市场份额，从而呢推动营收的长期稳定增长。
Thank you, Mr. Chen Chen, and I will now translate Mr. Chen Chen's answer for your question. Mr. Chen Chen answered.That building on the stable growth of existing core business lines, the company expanded into short drama production in fiscal year 2025 as part of our virtual technology services and continued to advance our strategic planning in the AI agent space, which together strengthened our growth foundation. Looking ahead to fiscal year 2026, we expect to maintain strong growth momentum.And further expand our market presence across key application areas through ongoing technological innovation, supporting sustainable and steady revenue growth over the long term.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press star 11 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced.To withdraw your question, please press star 1 and 1 again. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. We are now going to proceed with our next question. And the questions come from Dana Yang from Red Dragon. Do not ask a question.
I don't have any more questions.
I am showing no further questions. So I'll now turn back to management for closing remarks.
Hi, operator. Can you repeat one more time the directions to join the call?
Sure, thank you.
Sure, thank
As a
you.
reminder to
As a
ask a
reminder to
question,
ask a
please press
question,
star
please press
one
star
one on your
one one
telephone
on
and
your
wait for your
telephone
name
and
to be
wait for your
announced.
name. Be announced.
To withdraw your question, please press star one one again. Once again, please press star one one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To withdraw your question, please press star one one again. We are now going to proceed with our next question. The next questions come from the line of Jason Liu from Clash AI. Please ask your question.
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
I got two questions. And the first one is, over the next 3 to 4 years, will the company prioritize the technical debt or ecosystem expansion, and how will resources be allocated?
And then I'll now translate the question for our CTO, Mrs. Wenjun Jiang, for answers. 刚刚这位投资人问到说，公司未来3到5年内的战略重心会在技术发展方面还是生态扩张方面，并且我们计划如何分配我们的资源。
谢谢您的提问，那这个问题由我来回答一下。目前的话，我们认为其实技术深耕和生态扩展的话并不冲突，他们之间的一个关系应该是相互支撑的。其实技术深耕的话，是我们为了应对快速变化的市场环境，来持续巩固公司的一个核心竞争力。那么生态扩展的话，是在现有的一个技术优势的基础之上呢，我们为了去吸引更多的数字内容、文旅以及娱乐项目的，然后他们应该去，就是之间的一个关系应该是共同去拓展应用场景。那我们的资源分配的话，其实可以概括为技术为先，服务为基。那在技术方面的话，我们会持续加大在 AIGC 和 3D 的重建核心技术领域，继续加大投入。那在服务扩展方面的话，其实我们还是会依托我们自主的一个技术能核心能力呢，再去拓展更多的应用场景，为客户提供更丰富的一个解决方案。那公司将会以技术深耕为核心，同时稳步推进生态的一个扩展，然后目的的话是实现我们的一个业务增长与技术进步的这样的一个良性循环。谢谢。
Thank you, Mrs. Wenjun Jiang, and I will now translate the answers from Mrs. Wenjun Jiang. As CTO, Mrs. Wenjun Jiang have just answered that we believe the technological depth and ecosystem expansion are complementary other than conflicting. Deepening our technology enables us to respond effectively to evolution market dynamics, while ecosystem expansion allows us to leverage existing technological strengths to attract more digital content, cultural tourism, and entertainment projects. Our resource allocation philosophy can be summarized as technology first and service driven. Technology priority includes continued investment in AIGC and 3D reconstruction technologies, both of which form our core competitive advantages. Service expansion, including leveraging these technologies to broaden application scenarios and deliver more comprehensive solutions to clients. The company, Global Mofi, will remain technology-driven while steadily expanding its ecosystem to achieve balanced growth and innovation. Thank you. We hope we have answered your question well, and if you have further questions, you may ask now.
Yeah, I got one more question. The second one is short drama investment a long-term strategy or short-term monetization approach?
And I will now translate the question for our CTO, Mrs. Wenjun Jiang, for answers.
刚刚这位投资人有问到说，短期投资是我们公司的战略布局，还是只是一个短期的流量变现手段呢？
谢谢您的提问。那这个问题还是由我来回答您。其实是这样的，短剧投资呢，并非是我们短期流量的一个变现手段，
Okay, thank you, Mrs. Wen Junjiang, and I will now translate your answers in English. First of all, short drama investment is not merely a short-term monetization tool, but rather than an integral part of the company's long-term strategic planning. Driven by technology, ecosystem expansion, as mentioned before, and user experience optimization, short dramas enhance brand visibility while serving as a strategic entry point for broader market and technology application. We view the segment as a platform for aligning capabilities with sustainable commercial value.
Thank you. We hope that we have answered your questions. And if you have any more questions, you may raise them now. If not, you may hang up.
No, I'm paying. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I am showing no further questions at this time, so I'll send the call back to management for closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you all for your insightful questions and for joining us today. On behalf of the entire Global Mophie team, we thank you for your continued support and interest in our journey. We look forward to reconnecting with you again soon. If you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to our investor relations team through email. Have a great day.
Conference, this does conclude the program. You may now disconnect.